Hi, this is Joe Cohen. I'm the chief executive and founder of SeatWave.com. And SeatWave is an online marketplace where people can buy and sell tickets for events, concerts, sporting events, theater, arts events. We operate across six different countries in Europe, the UK, France, Germany, Holland, Spain, and Italy. And the business has been operating for about 2.5 years, since early 2007. And we were named the number one company in the Tech Media Invest list of the top 100 companies. So we're really proud to be here today and represent SeatWave in that list. And I think so far the event today has been really interesting. I mean, I'm always intrigued to see people who are starting and growing companies in this space because in some ways as different as our businesses are, there's a lot of similarities and there's a lot of overlap when you're trying to take something that doesn't exist and turn it into something that does exist and grow it to a certain size, whether it be consumer focused or B2B. I think a lot of the same challenges around how do you get a team of people together to execute really well on a project is a huge challenge, and it's one that fascinates me personally.
And what's next for SeatWave then?
I think what's next for SeatWave is that we want to continue to grow on the path that we're on. We believe that a very large portion of the secondary ticketing market still operates offline. And so over the next number of years, we plan to bring that online. And we think that there's, 4, 5, 6x growth just in the category that way. And then the second area where we think there's an opportunity for us is that the primary ticketing market is probably one of the last consumer-facing perishable item markets that operates on a fixed price model. And we operate on a dynamically priced model. And we believe that what we've done over the past 2.5 or 3 years gives us the right to bring our dynamic pricing model to the primary ticketing market, which is a 25 billion euro industry in Western Europe. And whether we are able to capture a significant share of that or not, I don't know. But we have 2 million consumers who come to our sites every month, and we've got this great dynamic pricing engine. And so we feel like we have the right to play in the primary market as well.